I know in the state Senate, you were the sponsor of the New York State Living Donors Support Act, recently signed by New York Governor Kathy Hochul. What is that?
Well, it is a law that's intended to help eliminate barriers to organ donation, because the fact is that New York, it has a very low rank in organ donation among the states. So we're working along with organizations like Live On, Waitlist Zero, and Donate Life New York State. They were very important advocacy organizations. For the last couple of years, we worked to pass this bill. And what it does is it establishes a program for the reimbursement of expenses that are associated with organ donation for living donors, and also establishes all sorts of educational programs to make sure that people know about the program, about the fact that they can get reimbursed, but about the fact that they can be living donors. So we want to make sure that we get this donation rate up in the state of New York.
Do people's insurance companies pay for some of this cost that donors face?
Some of it does, yes, but it does not cover, for example, lost wages, or for example, the economic value of sick or vacation days that people use when they travel, or for childcare or elder care expenses. And all of these are costs that would be covered under this program. Now, it means that if everything is not covered by insurance, so the cost of medication and care as well, that's not covered by insurance, would also be picked up by this program. So it is a law that we believe actually sets the standard for the rest of the country.
Senator, who is actually picking up the tab for this for these additional costs that these organ donors face?
It would be the state. We're actually going to be working with the executive. The governor is going to be presenting her budget in just a few weeks, and we're going to be working with the executive to determine the exact amount that we need to appropriate for the program. But we have to consider the fact that it actually there's a lot of costs that are offset by the fact that there's recurring, right now there's recurring medical costs for people that are seeking transplants. There's lost economic activity from people that are unable to participate in their economy due to their medical condition, or maybe because they're providing care for someone. So when we take all of this into account, we estimate the net cost at approximately $1 million, but this is not a cost. I see it as an investment in life.
We're talking with Bronx State Senator Gustavo Rivera. Senator, how big is this problem? How many people are on waiting lists around New York State for organ transplants?
Right now we have just over 8,500 people that are on transplant lists, and about 7,200 of them are awaiting kidney donations. Each one of these folks is obviously a valuable New Yorker that we want to make sure can continue to be with us. And the fact is that there are many wonderful people that would consider being living donors, but perhaps don't know enough about how the program would work, the risks associated. And there are risks associated, but not as much as folks think. Unfortunately, there's many New Yorkers who believe that the risk of death during donor surgery, there was a recent survey that was done by one of these organizations, advocacy organizations, that established that about a third of New Yorkers believe that the risk is greater than 1 in 20, when the real risk is about 1 in 3,300 as far as the risk of death. It can be a risky procedure, but it can save a life, and it can be done safely. People can be reimbursed for the costs that are associated with it.
Senator Rivera, how can your constituents or anybody throughout New York State find out more if they are interested in becoming an organ donor?
I would encourage them to visit the advocacy organizations Live On, Waitlist Zero, or Donate Life New York State. And if you Google any of those, it'll take you to their websites. We'll provide you a whole host of information. And you could probably contact them directly, and they will give you all the information necessary so you can start down this path. And the reality is that, again, this is something that we should lead on in this state, and I believe that this law would go a long way towards getting us there.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.